Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi there.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Breathing a bit of a sigh of relief after the market kerfuffle settled down yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know if we've seen the end of this retail mania. Maybe it's still got some legs, but it certainly feels a little bit calmer, it has to be said. Certainly global equity markets rebounding from the aggressive sell-off that we saw last week as markets try to refocus on the fundamentals. Technology very much leading the bounce ahead of industry heavyweights. Amazon and Alphabet reporting results later today. Also seeing some positive updates around the vaccination programs around the world, seeing some particular progress in the United States. Investors also watching for progress on President Biden's proposed stimulus package. Republicans have come back with a scaled-down version of it, but eventually some compromise will be found, and hopefully that be enacted sooner rather than later. In Europe, Stoxx 600 closed up 1.2%, along with technology. Basic resources did well, benefiting from the rise that we've seen in silver. US stocks had their biggest rally in 10 weeks. S&P 500 was up 1.6%. NASDAQ was up 2.5%. Tesla was up 3.5% yesterday after analysts increased their price targets. Opening calls on the European bourse suggest some of that positivity will continue at the open today. Currently calling FTSE up 47 points, DAX in Frankfurt up 70 points, CAC 40 in Paris up 39 points.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people, myself included, are struggling to get to grips with these retail investors against the hedge funds. I mean, the social media sites were actually awash with comments yesterday about how the silver price going up was nothing to do with retail investors, and it was hedge funds trying to get their money back after losing out on GameStop. I don't know if that's true, but is this story going to go away?
There is some debate, of course, around whether there are some Goliaths behind these Davids, it has to be said. Some big funds moving around, taking advantage of these prices. And no doubt the investigation that we'll see after this perhaps will add a little bit of transparency. Whether we get full transparency on that remains to be seen. Silver was broke $30 an ounce yesterday as the precious metal took centre stage in the retail investor frenzy that's been sweeping through markets. Social media forums called for buyers to come into that market. Markets reacted to that. Futures contracts jumped 13% on COMEX. That saw silver price at its highest level in 8 years, driven by a binge buying of silver bars and coins by those retail investors. Also saw record flows into exchange-traded products that track the metal. Can silver be short squeezed in the same way that we've seen with other stocks? Probably not. In fact, money managers have had net long positions when it comes to silver. Silver's been a good performer over the course of the past year. I think it's up more than 60%. Remember, it's a much bigger, it's a far more liquid market than single line stocks as well. But I think some of the short-term impacts that we'll see of these flows means that it's resulting in havoc for many investment portfolios, certainly poses problems for risk models, and no doubt a headache for regulators.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is there's a loss of it, isn't there? I mean, if the price goes up, you just mine a bit more of it and it comes down again. So we saw the highs sort of coming down from 30, as you said, to $28.48 yesterday.
Yeah, but it takes some time in order to ramp up mining. You know, it's not an immediate thing that you can simply turn on, you know, the mines to produce more silver as a result of that. Remember, there have been, I think, probably 3 decades, 30 years ago, something like
the
that,
hunts.
There was an attempt exactly to try and push up the silver price. And silver has an industrial use as well, so it can pose broader problems than simply from an investment perspective as well. And that failed, and it took a long time for the silver price to recover against that fall. So we have seen this before, as often in the case in markets, they tend to repeat the same mistakes.
It's not just physical silver, is it? It's paper silver and also options.
Exactly right, and this adds to complexity of understanding exactly what's taking place and who's trying to take advantage and what their motives are for trying to stimulate this this flurry of activity, particularly using the network of social media.
Well, the bottom line is that it's never going to be as valuable as gold, is it? Because as somebody pointed out yesterday, if you give your wife a silver wedding ring, then you're not going to get very far.
maybe not.
Okay, let's move on to ASOS, which has bought out some of Philip Green's Arcadia businesses, but it looks like a lot of job losses coming on the back of that.
Yeah, I think that's right. Agreeing to buy Topshop's brand and several other labels, somewhere around £295 million. As online fashion retailers pick through the bones of some of these traditional operations, Philip Green's insolvent retail empire will sell Topshop, Miss Selfridge and Hit Brands to ASOS. The purchase includes also, I think it's £30 million, might be more than that, for inventory and current inventory that's been ordered. Last week, rival Boohoo, remember, bought Debenhams brand for £55 million. It's considering buying Arcadia's, apparently, Wallace, Dorothy Perkins and Burton's brands. Online retailers will not run the physical stores, as you quite rightly point out. There's some debate whether they'll keep Topshop in Oxford Street, but certainly not much beyond that, and shows you sort of the change in dynamic that's taking place in the retail world, as once again calls into question what the high street is going to look like in the future, and of course many thousands of jobs likely to go as a result of this, although of course will be replaced by the online retailers in terms of warehouse jobs, delivery jobs and all those types of things that come through. But you need to react to what markets want and what the customer wants, and this is classic example of the evolution that's been taking place, but we've seen much faster adoption rates as a result of the pandemic. ASOS said they've been selling the group's products for the past 2 years. Sales have been robust. They use the brand recognition, which still remains very high, to grow its businesses in the US and Europe.
Yeah, but as you said, it's what happens now to those empty premises. I mean, some of the Topshop stores were quite big, and when you add to the closure of stores like Debenhams and other retailers who have gone to the wall, then vast sections of the high street are going to be empty.
That's exactly right. The smaller units go much faster. It's much easier to move those on. Who wants a big floor similar to the types of Topshops and Debenhams that we've seen in the past in the current environment? Much harder to move those on. Many will be changed, of course, into different types of operations. Some will go into residential housing, no doubt. Some will become more experience-based concepts, which will increasingly, I guess, dominate the high street. So, real changes taking place, and no doubt scholars will spend many years looking at the impact of the pandemic and technology in terms of understanding the shift that's taken place in society.
I could see you owning a shop.
Really?
Yeah, the Potts Investment Shop.
Potts Investment Shop. May come up with a different brand than that.
Or
but
Potts
we'll
Adventure Travel.
Yeah, I could do that.
Sorry, I can't read my writing. What's the other thing you wanted to talk about?
Let's do Nintendo, shall we? It's raised its annual forecast after continued momentum for its Switch console. Helps the company to its best quarterly earnings since 2008. Operating profit came in 229 billion yen, or $2.2 billion, well above analyst expectations. Nintendo now expects full-year Switch sales of 26.5 million units, so profits would surge by 24%. They've benefited from surge in sales brought on by the pandemic, but also the popularity of its Animal Crossing game. Animal Crossing helped to tap the need for soothing escapism during the course of the lockdown, helped push software sales up by 43%. And I have to say, I'm not a gamer, and I'm not really into it, but I did buy Henry and Nintendo Switch, and the Animal Crossing game is the most beautiful, wonderful game you could ever imagine. It's so lovely. It's a deserted island. You start with a tent, you build it up, you catch things, you craft things, you interact with other people on the island, and you build it up, and it's the most beautiful. Honestly, I'm not a gamer, as I say, but it's the most wonderful, incredible game I've ever seen.
Sounds a bit like Farmville.
Oh, I haven't played that. Is that a similar type thing?
Yeah, and you got Bitcoin as a reward at the end of that, if you'd played it all those years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably a bit more profitable than Animal Crossing when you come to the end of it. But if anyone, you think of these games as sort of shoot 'em up or driving games and so forth, Animal Crossing is beautiful, as I say, wonderful.
Yeah, interestingly, talking about Bitcoin, there hasn't been much movement since this sort of the GameStop fiasco got going.
It's true, isn't it? We haven't heard too much about it. We see these sort of fads go in terms of markets and these flows, these momentum ones, and they can be profitable if you catch it at the right point, but they can also be pretty destructive if you come in at the wrong time. And for too many retail investors, they're late to the game and certainly feel the hangover.
So should we be melting down the silver spoons this morning or not then, do you think?
I don't think you need to go to that point just yet.
All right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar, 136.5. Euro dollar coming in at 120. €1.13 for your British pound this morning.
Every cloud has a silver lining, or maybe not. Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow. Hank Potts and Barclays.